Hello, it's the 4th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A 53-year-old man has been given a life sentence for scheming to murder a woman he was living with at the time. Muktur Lyle, from Stotfold near Henlow, persuaded Trafer Jones to inject his housemate with a fatal dose of heroin. He would then be paid £15,000. As the event was taking place, the woman was awakened by her dog's barking, only to find the 38-year-old Jones hovering over her with a needle. Both men were taken into custody and convicted during a jury trial. Lyle was found guilty of conspiring to murder and perverting the course of justice. Mr. Jones was found responsible in terms of conspiracy and will spend 8 years in jail. A third man, in his late 30s, Bobby Duna, was also charged and received 28 months behind bars for offences related to the case. James Corden was on hand at Kenilworth Road to see Luton Town lose its third match in the Premier League to his favourite team, West Ham, 2-1. The Hatters' other losses were against Chelsea and Brighton. A 95-year institution has come to an end, as Gunn's Bakery on the High Street in Bedford has closed its doors for good. The bakery was made famous for the best version of the Bedfordshire Clanger, a pastry consisting of both savoury and sweet. Its two other locations in Biggleswade and Sandy remain open. The owners pointed to an unfavourable business environment which made it difficult to continue operations. Youth TV creator and CEO Urban Judge is working on a new project joining its existing content, The Show and Afternoon Tea. The new programme, titled Urban, is already available and will consist of local interviews, the first with James Hodson, Bedford School's headmaster. Bedford-based Youth TV was founded in early 2020 and continues the organisation's mission of amplifying young voices through media. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.